This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Another shameful milestone has been reached in the conflict in Yemen, with 10,000 children killed or maimed since fighting started in March 2015, the United Nations Children's Fund said on Tuesday. In an appeal to all parties to the conflict to stop the violence, UNICEF maintained that Yemen is already the most dangerous place in the world to be a child, but now it's getting even worse. In addition to the protracted conflict, spokesperson James Elder said that additional threats to people included economic devastation, social services on the brink of collapse, and a critical lack of funding for emergency aid.
Now, at current funding levels and without an end to fighting, UNICEF simply cannot reach all these children. There's no way to say this simply. Without international support, more children, those who bear absolutely no responsibility for this conflict, will die.
According to UNICEF, more than 11 million children need humanitarian assistance in Yemen, and 1.7 million have been internally displaced. 400,000 now suffer from severe acute malnutrition, and more than 2 million are out of school. To continue its life-saving work until mid-2022, UNICEF urgently needs $235 million. This will help to support treatment of severe acute malnutrition in 4,000 primary healthcare facilities and 130 therapeutic feeding centres, among other projects. To Tigray now, where further details have emerged of deadly airstrikes in the regional capital Mekele on Monday. At a regular briefing in Geneva, spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Coordination Office, OCHA, Jens Lake, cited local health workers who reported that three children had been killed and one person injured in one airstrike on the outskirts of Mekele. A second airstrike in Mekele town reportedly injured nine and caused damage to houses and a nearby hotel, Mr. Lake said.
This is certainly not something that we have seen in Mekele town. This is an intensification and escalation. As you know, Mekele is a town of about 500,000 people and a high concentration also of humanitarian staff. So that is a very worrying development. And of course, our main concern is that civilians have been killed. This is a densely populated area.
Mr. Lake reminded all parties to the conflict of their obligations under international humanitarian law to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure. He also repeated the UN's call for unrestricted and sustained humanitarian access to all people in need of supplies, fuel, cash, and other support. Aid efforts have been scaled up to South Sudan, where unrelenting rains and flooding have affected 700,000 people, principally in four states. In an alert on Tuesday, UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said that homes have been swept away and fields inundated, while families and livestock have been forced to seek safety on higher ground. In Upper Nile State alone, around 1,000 people walked for 7 days to reach Malakal town. Women, children and elderly people arrived exhausted and hungry. Some had not eaten in days, the agency said. Here's UNHCR representative Arafat Jamal speaking from Juba.
The approach of the water is relentless, and it's different from other years in the intensity and the frequency with which it falls. What you have on the ground is that often an area that may have been parched and in a state of drought is suddenly inundated because the water is coming from far afield. And you go from a situation of drought to floods in an instant.
UNHCR expressed concern for people who have been marooned on islands surrounded by water, sheltering under trees and unable to cross swollen rivers to safety. The agency also noted that the flooding crisis will cause new vulnerability as entire planting seasons are lost and herds of cattle are drowned. Katie Dartford, UN News.